from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to you, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Happy Tuesday to all of you. So glad that you're feeling better today.
Yeah, thank you. You know, how many days are left in a year?
You want me to just rattle that off at the top of my head?
I guess I heard how many.
3.5. Do you know? Do you know the answer?
I think I saw it.
Okay.
What's 100.
Oh. I do know that fall officially starts tomorrow.
Which is now your favorite time of the year now.
Not quite, but it is. It's not my least favorite. It used to be my least favorite. But now I'm realizing, no, summer's kind of extending into fall.
Did you have anybody kind of talk you into that?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. I can't wait to this weekend. I can't wait to do the auction. We'll be all dressed up. All right, what's going on this hour of the show?
Well, coming up at 11:30, yes, after Heather's newscast. Do you remember this?
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back.
Well, we're going to be talking about that, and a certain player has now trademarked it, and do you blame Gino for doing that, or do you think, like, Gino, can we pay attention to what's going on in the field instead of these trademarks?
The San Francisco 49ers said, "Dear Gino." Okay, let's get to it. It is time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guarding Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
There is a big new parks proposal in Seattle that would more than double what property owners pay each year, from $150 to $342. The new budget would pay for increased maintenance of park bathrooms, graffiti removal teams, revitalizing community centers, and hiring a whole bunch of park rangers, which Seattle City Councilmember Andrew Lewis assures the public will not act as de facto cops in city parks. Now, G, this morning in our meeting, you're talking about the way that the average folks use our parks. Yeah. And you mentioned that, you know, a lot of people do things in our parks that they are not supposed to. And it's not just the homeless.
Facts.
So let's talk about one of those things.
Okay.
In both city and state parks.
Yes.
You are not supposed to consume alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. Is it time to revisit that and make it legal to have your beer, your wine, whatever, in public in parks?
Yes. It for sure is, because as someone who's been around sports in my lifetime, I've been in parks where I've seen parents not just have water in their cup. You feel me? So you have those situations. And oh, by the way, do you know what it takes to sit there and watch a T-ball game the entire time while your baby is out there playing with the grass? You need a little help to get through that game. Do you know what it's like to get to that soccer game early in the morning and to spend your entire Saturday morning sometimes? All right, let me get back on topic. When it comes to the park, Ursula, my whole point is oftentimes, technically, there are people that are breaking the rules. And if you're having that adult beverage in the park, that's breaking the rules. I'm saying we need to readdress that. Just like Las Vegas, you can walk around with your beverage. Just like New Orleans, you can walk around with your beverage. Let's go ahead and address that.
And you think that's good, walking around with beverages in Vegas and New Orleans? I would argue that in some of those places, that is problematic. Here's the reason why I think that, okay, I can see both sides, but I'm going to argue the other side. How's that?
Okay, fair enough.
In the case of making it legal, I know that most people are violating the laws on the books right now.
Right.
Because, yeah, generally you are... many people already bring alcohol. Now, what's not happening is that police or security, they're not enforcing the laws that are on the books.
One
right
citation.
Now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 2021.
Yeah. So, but I think it's the ability to have that law
Available. Right.
Should you have a problem or someone who is a real nuisance and alcohol or, you know, someone who is having this big sloshing drunken party and it's ruining the experience for all these people and you want to have a reason to, I mean, there'd be other things I suppose that police could say, you know, disorderly conduct or whatever it is. But I think it is just, I wouldn't want to take away that tool for police should things go crazy. But right now it's not being enforced, so why do I change it?
Before we get out of this segment,
yeah,
I got to keep it a buck with y'all because,
yeah,
Ursula, you said something that really just got to me. You was like, do you really want it to be like that? I can't stand Bourbon Street. down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like I can't stand it. When I go to New Orleans, I might go to Frenchman Street. I stay away from bourbon. And in Las Vegas, I get annoyed at folks just walking around
with those big,
big glasses.
What do you call those
things? The big sugar drinks.
Big daddies
ain't
or whatever.
Sugar drinks.
The hurricane cups.
And then,
yes.
And then those, the ones that be having the hurricane cups at 12 p.m. be the ones in the wheelchair at 7 p.m. Feel me? But I just want to say this, Ursula. Let me go ahead on your side and just say, leave the rules the same here in Washington.
Yes.
Don't
because they're not really enforcing it until they have to.
Well, I would actually go the opposite of you on this, Ursula, because I think that you can keep partying down and also not treat adults like children, right? Like, I know they're not enforcing the rules at Seattle parks, but I know if I'm at a state park, right, I'm at the beach at a state park, there's a chance that a ranger is going to walk up to me if I have a beer in my hand and say, excuse me, sir, you can't have that here. You need to go throw that away. And then I need to explain to my 5-year-old why I just got in trouble with the police for having a beverage at a park. And I think it's ludicrous. You can outlaw kegs, right? You can say no kegs allowed in public. If you have a party that's out of control, what is the issue? If it's out of control, it's either disorderly conduct or it's a noise violation, and you can deal with those things as such. The only issue I would see is if you want to make the slippery slope argument, which is,
yes,
oh, if you legalize drinking alcohol in parks, that will encourage the behavior to continue.
Yeah.
Look, I don't necessarily buy that. I don't. I mean, there are loud parties at Alki all the time. There are people who drink all the time. Do people try and keep it discreet? Yeah, so people might actually show you their beer bottle instead of pouring it in a cup. I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
I know that you said, and I think you would be someone who would probably, you know, most likely keep it responsible.
Now, sometimes.
But unfortunately, there
are
people who don't.
Which chef?
Today's chef.
Today's chef.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe not 10 years ago, chef. 15 years ago, chef. I'm just saying.
I'll leave with this. I'll leave with this topic. And again, 10 years ago, me would be so upset with me right now. I like the rules that are in place.
Yeah, let's just keep them.
Let's just keep the rules where they are. It's fine right now.
Yeah. Okay, what are you more bothered by? One last thing. Somebody having a glass of wine or a beer discreetly, or somebody smoking a joint at the park where you can smell it throughout the entire park?
Oh, I think the way you presented it.
No. I'm going to answer that.
Yeah.
I get mad when I can smell it, because it's a possibility that it's going to get on my clothes. And y'all know how I like to smell a certain way. I don't want to go into somewhere and then that stuff is on me and people looking at me like, oh, we got a smoker here. Yeah, I get annoyed by that, y'all. I ain't going to lie.
It smells like skunk to me. And yeah, I don't want to smell it when I'm in a public place.
Mess with my cologne, fam.
Oh, okay. Yesterday we talked. Yeah, geez, cheap underwear cologne. All right. Yesterday we talked about how Seattle, according to self-reported data from people living here, is the 13th rudest city in the nation. And one of the things that was brought up was the courtesy wave. You know, people are always, you know, waving at you when you let them go in traffic, etc., when you let them go. And Felix Spinell did a little informal poll on Twitter here, and he sent me the results this morning. He actually wrote a piece about this in 2009 called The Death of the Courtesy Wave. And apparently, only 20% of people think that the courtesy wave is going strong. Ursula, do you think the courtesy wave is pretty much dying here in the area?
I believe that you get what you receive. You receive what you give out. Right. So I am someone who I am very, very visible when I do the courtesy wave. When I ask someone if I can get in front of them, I mean, I am smiling. I am, you know, waving. I am trying to be as friendly as possible. And when they do let me in, I try to make it so obvious that I am so thankful and that they have just made my week. Again, I mean, I argued yesterday and I made someone upset when I said, I don't believe the Seattle freeze is real. Many, many people said, it is. I'm going to go with the courtesy wave. I want to know facts about Felix's poll. How many people did he talk to? Ursula. And who did he talk to?
Ursula.
I didn't do my research on Felix's poll. It's an embarrassingly small sample size. How about that?
Wait a minute.
I'm just being fair. Don't I always tell you? Like, okay, what's your survey? What's your source?
All the time. Yeah. And it's usually when you don't like the outcome. Well, where's that from? Okay, but I will say that Ursula nailed it when she says,
You receive what you give out.
I believe in that 1,000,000%. Man, I courtesy wave all the time. Thank you, sir, ma'am. Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Hello.
I do the wave, all that. when the truckers, all you truckers out there, when you guys are right there and you're trying to get over, I hook you up with the flash. Like, go ahead. And then you hit me back with the thank you with the rear lights. All that, man. I'm all about the courtesy.
And doesn't it make you feel good?
Yeah, but do you guys get it in return?
Yes.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Have you go to a restaurant with me? I get love, man, because this is where I give love out. What you give, you get back, player. I'm telling you. Yes.
Okay, you guys must have like some universally amazing karma, because that has not been my experience, and I'm sure a lot of you listening right now, that has not been your experience. You can be as kind as you want to someone. Someone's coming down that, you know, one lane road in Seattle at you, and you pull into a parking spot and you wave at them, and then they just stone face it and drive right by you.
You know who does that?
Ooh.
You know who does that? Buckle up, y'all, because I'm about to make some folks mad.
Bring it.
The East Side.
Oh,
that's right. That's
sweeping
right.
Statement.
Bellevue, Sammamish, Kirkland. You get that. Can I get over? That's the look that they make. If that sound makes sense with the look, it's
no,
just
no,
stone wall.
No, 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 no,
but
I'm
you
gonna...
get some love in Tacoma, y'all.
Okay,
Tacoma,
no.
They ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? They relax. They're easy.
I'm going to tell you why you get that on the East Side, because that's the energy you're giving out.
So No, it's not.
It's the entitled attitude, right? One last thing on this. I got to make this point. There is one instance in which the courtesy wave should die a very, very painful, quick death.
Where?
And that is at a four-way intersection. When somebody arrives before you, and then you get to the stop sign, and then they give you the courtesy wave. Come on through! Come on through! You got there first.
It is your job to go first.
Ursula, oh my goodness, Ursula.
Look at Chef, he's incensed. I am the person who's waving.
Let them go first, even though you got there first.
You're messing it up for everyone.
This is why you have the problems on the road. Look at how mean and mad you are, bro. If somebody waves you over and you mad?
Yes, it's a four-way stop and they got there first, they go first. That is how it works. Those are the rules. And if you wave someone through, then another person goes through and then nobody knows whose turn it is.
Bro, you wake up mad at breakfast. What is your problem?
It's because I know I got to talk to you every morning.
360 says, Chef is a negative Nelly today.
Man!
Okay, in your defense, I will say that sometimes when I do that, I do cause a bit of confusion.
Oh, no, you go. No, you go. Yeah, no, yeah. No,
and
you
then,
go.
And then people are like stopping and jerking and stopping. And, you know, it's like, oh, stop, start, stop, start.
But I kind of messed that up. But you don't hate it. Chef hates it. Chef doesn't like it when somebody says, no, you go.
Yes, it's annoying.
And 425 says 100% agree about the four-way stop, Chef. Okay.
All right, fine. We don't have enough for another topic, so I'm just going to ask you one more very informal question, and that being, we have officially two more days of summer here. People in the Pacific Northwest, when they say that they're dreading the end of summer, do they actually mean it, or are they secretly just hoping for it to end?
Oh, gosh, no. I do not want summer to end.
Yes, you do.
I am chasing summer. I'm already looking for sunny places that
tell
I can
me you
go
miss those
to
hot
continue
nights.
To.
Tell me you miss those hot nights.
Okay, the hot nights. The hot nights are going to be remedied next summer because I will have air conditioning. I will be joining the ranks of the AC folks. But those this year with all our 90 degree plus days this summer. Okay, and then this summer was just weird in general.
Yeah.
But most summers, you cannot beat the Puget Sound region for summers.
This you is can.
No, you can't.
Pardon me?
You're right.
You can't.
You can't.
You really can't.
Can I out myself, though?
Yeah.
I'm secret. I can't wait for summer to be over. Summer is exhausting in the Pacific Northwest. So much daylight, so much to do. And you have 3 months to get every single outdoor activity and everything on your bucket list done. Summer's packed. I'm tired. I'm ready to sleep and eat and get fat.
No, look. I'm going to tell you, straight up, the beauty is September, October, even November, December. Hold on. We got the holidays. You got a little rain. Now, it gets a little bad when you get to February and March. That's when you really exhaust it.
March, I'm good.
But are you not really tripping like that in November?
My peeps are out there starting late October, right after Halloween.
Right after Halloween.
After that, I'm not good. I'm going to need your help. I'm not good till about end of February, early March.
This is why a lot of y'all babies is due. You know what I'm saying? July, August. You feel me? This is why, Ursula. Coming up next, Geno Smith had a quote. And some people are giving him a hard time for what he did about that quote. And then some people are saying, well, the NFL does stand for not for long, so we understand why he did it. We talk about that next. Geno Smith.
To the G and Ursula Show, a show where we like to keep it a buck. And G, you and I need to throw in the white towel because we were wrong on the four-way stop.
You can tell them why we're wrong, but I just want to add, yes, you and I are wrong, but now we wonder why we become the society we have, because people just get mad even when they show you love.
Well, you mean a society where we follow the rules of the road?
Yeah, so exactly. Right, so it's right. Not about...
Chris Sullivan torched you in the newsroom. Diane Duthweiler torched you guys in the newsroom.
Oh, my
goodness.
The
text line is torching you guys.
Blowing up.
Heather Bosch.
Yes, Heather too.
Yeah, so Jamie,
Tell the people.
You and I say that on occasion on those four-way stops, we will wave people and say, you go ahead. Now, I will say, I had to elaborate because it's only when really I'm not exactly sure who got there first.
Right.
And it's like all of us come, you know, and then at that point, you're supposed to go to the right. Right. Well, I mean, when I don't know, or sometimes I think I'm doing a kind thing by saying, come on, you know, go on, you can go first. And no, we're messing things up. So
Chef gets mad about it.
So do a lot of other people, and they've texted in now.
Wow.
Heather, let us know.
Well,
other people.
That's the police officer's job to wave people. You know, not the motorist to do that.
And you said you don't want somebody in the truck telling you what to do.
Well, that too.
But okay. So anyway, because of all of you texting in and letting us know how irritating it is when we think we're doing a nice job, I will speak for myself, and I will no longer do that. I will go when it's my turn. If I'm not sure, I will go with let the person on the right. I will follow the rules of the road to a T.
Wait a minute.
At a four-way stop.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You gonna let the people change you?
Yes, because now I see that they don't think it's a courtesy. They think it's a pain in the you know what.
So damn,
and it's confusing.
Disappointed in you. Niceness. What happened to the
niceness is understanding that what we think is being nice is actually being annoying and could potentially cause a problem.
Yeah, Chris Sullivan says you're the reason why we don't have roundabouts everywhere is because people can't figure it out. I love you guys.
There you go. Yeah. Did he go into the zipper merge, too?
No, Diane talked about the people that slow down on the freeway when you're trying to merge in.
What about the underwear?
Maintain your speed.
Oh, can we just go back to the underwear discussion?
In any case, we're done with that because we need to get to this other thing. But, you know what? 702 says, who cares, Ursula? You just do you. Those people and Chef can just keep crying about it. Okay, well... I am going to follow the rules of the road.
And then 253 says,
Ursula, giving the people what they want. That's correct. Okay. Well, I want to make good on this other promise. We said we were going to talk about Geno Smith. So do you remember this charming comment that he made after the Seahawks win against the Broncos? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back.
Well, he has now filed for a trademark for that quote, which has appeared on shirts in some local stores. The standard trademark filing was put in just 2 days after that win. So now he can profit from the merchandise, including apparel, footwear, headwear, T-shirts that feature that quote. Now, I have yet to see the quote show up. And is it the exactly as said?
Broncos country, let's
hang on. Wait, that's another quarterback.
No, what Chef did for you, Ursula, yeah. He put out there all of the sayings that people have gone to Patton. In this case, Russell Wilson has gone to Patton. Let's ride.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So is he going to trademark
Broncos
that?
Country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
Because he did trademark Let Russ Cook.
Right.
It turns out. Now, that was news to me. I didn't know that. So how much money can you make off something like that?
I mean, you can make money if it stays long enough. I mean, every year during the football game at the end of the year, we get the same email. Hey, you can't say this and you can't say that. We're only reminded of what we can't say during the Super Bowl time. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say this. Yes. You can't use Michael Buffer's response. There's a lot of things that we get to the point where you can't say. And if you do, you can be fined. Their lawyers can send upstairs, boss lady in them. Hey, yes. You guys said this. We want to check. So in this case, Geno Smith, who, by the way, he did get a letter back from the Denver Broncos saying, we're going to make sure that you get this letter from us. So the Seahawks will bounce back against at home. We'll talk about that in a sec. But I can't be mad at Geno Smith for trying to go and get his money. It is a very popular term. And, you know, for all those that are going to be putting it on the T-shirt, I don't know if you will, but if you do put it on the T-shirt, Geno Smith gets a check.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back.
Okay, wait.
What?
You're being real kind, but
I'm being real kind.
He's getting skewered by some, too, right?
Too soon.
Yeah, he's getting skewered.
One good half is not worth the trademark.
I was going to say, let's keep it real. Yeah, it does feel like it's a little early to be trademarking stuff when you haven't really proven yourself totally.
I'll say this about a trademark, right? I'll say this about a saying. If he hadn't gone six quarters without a score, then that probably would do a little bit better. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's like
it didn't come on the heels. We're finding out now after Sunday's game, which is like abysmal.
It's like bowling when you get a strike. By the way, I still don't know how you count. I need the computer to do it. But all I know is if you get a strike,
yeah.
The next thing time you bowl, that's going to, you know, say what you should get. Well, I don't even know the rule. What's the number?
The next two.
The next two?
Actually, and if you get a spare or a strike, it just keeps going, but the next two.
Yeah.
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. That's from a long time ago. I'm just going off the top of my head. Okay.
But do you know how to count? Do you know the numbers that you get? I mean, I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it depends on how many pins you hit.
You know what that means?
Yeah. You're telling
on yourself.
Yeah.
That means you was bowling.
I bowled 200.
You was bowling before the computers.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You was writing it down.
Oh, yeah. In the Philippines, yeah, bowling was big.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You bowl a 200?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Pretty good. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I have no form, but I was pretty good.
Oh, show your ass.
They had the bumpers up?
No.
Wow. Okay. Wait a minute.
No.
Wait a minute. Listeners, you guys going to allow Chef to be the way that he's been all day?
See, that's what happens. He gets a little confidence and then he thinks he can say anything.
Chef's been...
Have I told you about my bowling high score? 114?
I mean...
Once.
But the
bumpers?
This is when you... When you guys praise Chef for saying awful things like "I don't like it," then you have Ursula changing her stance, and people texting in saying Ursula's giving the people what they want. Come on, everybody!
Hey, you know what? I was just reminded by our listeners and by Chef, that we should follow the rules of the road, and what we think is a courtesy is actually something that could cause a problem. So I'm going to change my behavior. It's okay to learn, even at this age. Okay, still ahead.
Your text messages, your feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. You guys are listening to The Gene Ursula Show. and Ursula, everybody. Just going through all the text line. Just want to say that it's been a fun show. But Ursula, you want to get us started off?
Yeah. Text. So let's talk about, is the courtesy wave dead? 425 says, gee, I live in Kirkland and courtesy wave every dang day. No matter where I am, I never get courtesy waves, LOL.
Julie B says, I'm all about letting people in. I don't get thanks back most of the time. I go with, be as you would like others to be.
Love, Julie. Why are we still taking off our shoes at the airport? 425 says, Ursula, the shoe bomber tried and failed to detonate a bomb with materials hidden in his shoes in 2001. So we all started taking off our shoes at the airport. In 2009, a guy tried and failed to detonate a bomb with materials hidden in his underwear. Anything you can hide in a shoe can be hidden in underwear, an armpit, a bra, a large hairdo. Come on! It's time to stop taking off our shoes. It would literally save 2 to 3 minutes for every passenger. I'm going to go ahead with, and I'll say I'll be okay with that inconvenience as long as we can continue to not have to deal with these things.
I just want to say that when I go through, I don't have to take my shoes off. But the person next to me, when they go through, they have to take their shoes off. What's the difference? Oh, I paid my money for TSA pre-check.
I haven't paid, and I take off my shoes.
Should sports for kids be co-ed? Michelle says, I was a swimmer. Pretty good. I made nationals and was on my way to the Olympics. Up until about the age of 11, I could keep up with the boys. Puberty hit, and the boys were much stronger and much faster. I don't have a problem with the boys and girls playing sports together up until puberty. However, after that, it's simply not fair.
Yeah. I'm with Michelle. Trevor says, co-ed sports at universities and in adult leagues are very common. There are co-ed adult soccer teams all over, for example.
All I know is some of the most fun times I've ever had was playing co-ed softball. Blast.
Agree.
Should it be legal to bring booze to the parks? 253 says, public intoxication is illegal. This past weekend, I had a beer in a koozie at Gasworks Park, and an officer told me to pour it out. Nobody is stopping at one drink. And to the children's sports, parents are already riled up, and alcohol would make it worse. Mm. 253, I agree.
206 says, alcohol in the parks where families mix and all ages are there, it's not a bar. There isn't a good backup plan for protection against the partiers or heavy drinkers. People could get hurt and pay less attention to the rules when under the influence.
Agree. New park safety proposal, Seattle property owners could see what they pay double. 206 says, Seattle resident here, I think an increase levy for the parks would be great over the course of a year. It's not really that much. Cut out eating out once a week and seeing improvement in our beautiful parks sounds worth it to me. I love to take my 7-year-old to the park and not worry about bottles full of pee or needles sitting on the playground. Wait, that isn't apple juice?
Is $30? Oh my gosh, by the way, this was one of those unexpected topics that got a lot of feedback. Is $30 too much to spend on a pair of underwear? That wasn't actually a topic. It just was a part of our conversation. Ernie and Kent says, $30 for underwear is cheap. Don't do cheap underwear.
Gee. Ernie, come on, bro. Rob and Pialup says, get mine at Walmart pack of 6 for less than $20, and they have lasted years. Me okay. And you too, Rob.
Hey, Brian in Bellevue. Undies are important. If you buy cheap stuff and it curls up on your leg all day, gives you wedgies, and bothers you endlessly throughout the day, where is the quality of life at all anymore?
I'm telling you.
Get spendy ones, and everything will be better.
I never came in and my underwear was in my, I had to dig it out and said, ooh, wee, these are cheap. That ain't the reason. Sometimes I just need the person to lose a little weight. Ryan in the 360 says, being a big guy who works outside all the time for a job, I only buy Duluth Trading Company boxer briefs with the pouch. They hold up the best. If you get them on sale, they're $18, but they're normally right around $30 a pair, but they're worth it.
Can we all agree that Costco has good underwear for men and women?
Yes. I can't speak for the women.
Yeah, well, I'll speak for the women. I think if you're looking for a relative bargain, yes, there. 425 says, I have spent $20 to $30 for underwear for 9 years. It is a $1 million difference in comfort between the two.
Hey, real quick before we get off this topic, have you noticed that of all the topics we discussed today, our very own chef didn't weigh in? Chef, is there a reason you didn't weigh in on this discussion?
I have nothing to add to the conversation.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, you do. What, I mean, what's your opinion on the underwear?
Sure. The best cheap underwear is no underwear at all. Period.
Okay, just throw a wrench in there. Why don't you?
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Okay, on the topic of ants, there are 20 quadrillion ants in the world, 2.5 million for every human. 425 says, wow, what a cool fact. Did you know that every human has thousands of tiny mites living on their face and in their eyelashes?
Mm.
And while we're on the topic of insects, did you know the average home has different 8 different species of spiders in it and around 100 species of insects total?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I'm not trying to discriminate, but let's just say I don't have the same love for cockroaches as I do for ants.
No, and if you lived in a country like the Philippines, like I have,
yeah.
The cockroaches there are just a whole different size.
Yeah, I found out. I believe you, because I saw that
sorry,
in Louisiana.
But,
them roaches was big, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to take on the ants.
All right, Ursula, time for Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
Well, and I admitted today that I'm going to change my ways when it comes to four-way stops and not try to be nice by waving people who shouldn't be going ahead of me. And so this is a quote about change by Jim Rohn. It says, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. I welcome change. So that's going to be one thing I do differently.
Good
thank
stuff.
You.
Mm-hmm. It was good. Thank you, Ursula. Appreciate you. Chef, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. All right, Nick. I did catch you in your show in yesterday.
Well, I hope you liked it, and I hope you like this one, too. Because, you know, I used to be the same way when it comes to a fascination with ants, how small they were, the sheer masses in volumes of colonies, all while working together in unison. It's no surprise you don't hear about those insects folks having trouble with merging or yielding. There's just no blinking with them. I think it's time we put a mini strip mall near all those anthills so we can maybe try to throw them off with some $30 undies at J.Crew or Victoria's Secret. Rule of thumb for ants, don't tell them that the cheap underwear would suffice. I heard that really bugs them.
Oh, how you throw it all together, all 3 hours. Appreciate you, Nick. Thank you so much. The Dory Monson Show is coming up next. We hope you have a fantastic Tuesday.
Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that, and be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.